If I can give a really brief breakdown, I'm going to try and really be challenging you to think about defining AI, not just because I'm a lawyer, but because I've worked in this space for a little while. And I think one of the difficulties when we engage in these conversations is that we don't necessarily actually know what we're talking about, and there's not an agreement on the words. So I'm going to give you a really brief, if it's okay with you, just a really brief breakdown of what my definition of AI is. So data, you know. There are two types of data. There's structured data and there's unstructured data. Unstructured data is like the stuff you find in the top drawer in your kitchen. You've had it for years, you don't use it, but every time you move house, it's still there. Structured data is your binary Excel tables, much more orderly. Then we're going to talk about sensors. AI is also made up of sensors. And when you think of sensors, think of a child. So the first reason that AI was pursued was to enhance natural language processing. It was to enhance visual recognition, speech recognition, and it was also used, or wanting to be used, for reasoning. Then the next component are algorithms. Algorithms can be either model-based or they can be data-based. The model-based algorithm, you think of the cold wash cycle on your washing machine. Someone decided that to wash your underwear, you needed to use a cold cycle and it needed to spin on low. That's a model-based algorithm. A data-based algorithm is something you will have come across in your day-to-day life as well. If you think about Spotify or you think about Netflix, the algorithm is collecting data, finding patterns and reflecting those back to you in terms of your own behavior. The next component is machine learning. So the first type of machine learning is supervised learning. Think about von Neumann. Think about Catholic school. You're taught to rote learn. You're taught what the answers are. You learn the answers out of the book. The other type of machine learning is unsupervised learning, which is more the Turing type. So it's more like Montessori. If you feel like drawing or coloring in or going for a walk in the forest, that's unsupervised learning. Part of unsupervised learning includes neural networks, which we've heard mentioned today. Why am I using a definition? Because each and every single one of these components requires thinking about the way that it is built, the way that it is acquired, the way that it is used. Data is retrospective, it is never forward-looking. The way that we define and use our senses shapes the world we see. There are values inherent in each and every single step of AI. So to talk about AI generically as a group is a little bit misleading. Now get off my soapbox.